This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Suicide is a leading cause of death for people worldwide and is one of the three leading causes of death for young people under 25 years of age. Suicide has biological, cultural, social, and psychological risk factors, but despite its often complex origins, suicide can be prevented. World Suicide Prevention Day is an opportunity for all sectors of the community to focus public attention on the unacceptable burden and costs of suicidal behaviors and to promote understanding about suicide and highlight effective prevention activities. In Nanaimo, the annual Souls Remembering Souls Memorial Walk will be held on Sunday, September the 12th. I'm joined in the studio by Vancouver Island Crisis Society's Education Coordinator, Lindsay Wells, and by Michelle Forgette, whose 16-year-old son, Keir, died by suicide 5 years ago. Welcome to People First Radio, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Lindsay, I'm wondering if I could ask you first, give us a sense of what you're seeing and hearing at the Crisis Society in terms of the phone calls that you receive from people who are feeling suicidal and then what the organization does in response to that.
Well, I think overwhelmingly when we hear from people who are feeling like their lives have come to a place where they're contemplating suicide, what we very often see is that these are individuals who are perhaps feeling a lack of connection, perhaps a lack of connection in school or in their workplace or wherever they might find themselves, feeling a sense of aloneness, like they're bearing a heavy burden that nobody perhaps sees or can understand. And because those feelings can be so isolating, people tend to keep those things to themselves so that those of us on the outside don't always see or have an understanding of where they're at and what they're going through. And so while we're always so grateful when somebody picks up the crisis line and reaches out for help, we also know that there are a lot of people out there who are struggling in silence, who perhaps don't pick up a crisis line or don't reach out and talk to a family member, thinking that they have to keep these things to themselves because of stigma or shame. And that's why suicide prevention and World Suicide Prevention Day is so important to all of us. It's because we're wanting people to understand that there is connection and that we do care. And I know for myself, I don't just work in this field. I am a survivor myself, and I wish that the two people that I have lost to suicide that I loved would have felt that sense of connection.
Michelle Forgette, your son Keir Forgette was just 16 years old when he died by suicide 5 years ago. What was happening in Keir's life at that time, and how were you affected in the immediate aftermath of his death?
Keir was suffering from depression, and as his family and friends, we were all aware of that. He had lost an older cousin to a motorcycle accident, and then very shortly after that had a breakup with a girlfriend. And school had started up last year in grade 12. And I think he was just overwhelmed with feelings of loss and sadness and not knowing how to handle them. He had been talking to friends and to family. We knew he was really struggling, but we had a plan in place and thought we were on the right track. And obviously, we weren't. His death was very sudden, very unexpected, both to his family and to his friends. We were all shocked and devastated. The school was incredible, actually. Dover Bay was completely incredible, and it had such huge shock waves through the entire school. I think Keir would have been astounded at how many lives he had actually touched and how many people knew who he was and really cared about him. I think when Lindsay talks about isolation and aloneness, that's a real key. And I think for young people, they get overwhelmed with their feelings and then, you know, get into a situation that suicide seems like the only way out. And it really isn't. You know, we keep wishing that if he could have held on one more day, that, you know, maybe something would have changed. And we were devastated. I mean, his younger brother still struggles with life and wondering why and what we could have done differently. And it's such a tragedy when you lose someone who has unfulfilled potential. And I think that's one of the saddest tragedies with suicide is the unfulfilled potential of people.
Listening to People First Radio. I'm Kevin. We're talking about suicide awareness and suicide prevention. Suicide is not just about the person who dies, but is also about the people left behind. On Sunday, September the 12th, the Crisis Society will host its fifth annual Souls Remembering Souls event in Nanaimo at the Port Theater. Participants can remember a loved one with pictures, poems, or a few spoken words. People participating in the event are asked to bring a new pair of shoes in remembrance, which will then be donated to people in need. I'm joined today by Lindsay Wells from Vancouver Island Crisis Society and by Michelle Forgette, whose son, Keir, died from suicide 5 years ago. Now, Michelle, you told the Nanaimo News Bulletin that you want to see more education in schools, perhaps as part of a program covering subjects such as depression and bullying. Tell us more about that.
After Keir died, we were, as a family, really shocked to find out that suicide is one of the leading causes of death amongst young people. And as a parent, I had always been concerned about car accidents or drugs and alcohol and, you know, had hoped and was thankful that he never got into groups of kids who were, you know, into racing cars and into those kinds of risky behaviors. And I credit that in large part to education as part of the curriculum through, you know, personal planning and health and the things that they do in school. And I feel that one of the sort of under-educated areas is with youth depression, and that it does look different than adult depression, and that the youth suffering from these feelings gets lost and overwhelmed and doesn't really know what to do. But beyond that, I think their friends can see them struggling and oftentimes don't know what they could be doing. And I think if there was more awareness and that we were, as parents and students, able to know what are some triggers and some warning signs, that we could maybe then step in and provide that connection or provide them with places where they could go for some support and some help so that they don't feel that ending their life is the best way of dealing with their pain, that there's better ways.
Now, there is stigma surrounding suicide, yet suicide, in fact, is a leading cause of death for people worldwide and one of the three leading causes of death for young people under the age of 25. And I'm wondering if you could tell us more about stigma. Perhaps we can start with you, Lindsay Wells.
Well, stigma remains still kind of the life's enemy, if you will, because stigma keeps people feeling isolated and like they can't talk. And I want to acknowledge right now that it's people like Michelle who the courageousness of speaking out, your voice is the most important in suicide prevention, and your voice will make a difference in breaking stigma. And I believe when stigma is broken, as I said, more lives will be saved. And on the topic very quickly about school programs, as we continue moving into the schools, we do so with thoughts of cure and with thoughts of the other children, really, who have been lost. So thank you.
Yeah.
Now we have just a moment left, and I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today. Perhaps we could start with you, Michelle.
I guess really for me, awareness. And we were very fortunate after Keir died. The school community and our neighbors and friends were incredibly supportive and very, very caring. And we really appreciate that, and we still do to this day. But I just wish that Keir had felt that same sense of connectedness, and that we didn't have to feel that and get that strong sense of community until after he had died, that there had been some way that that could have been in place before. And I do really feel that education and awareness is the way to go, and that an event like Souls Remembering Souls, which is so impactful when you see those empty shoes and know that a person could be filling those shoes, it leaves incredible feelings with you when you leave.
Lindsay Wells, is there anything you'd like to add to our conversation before we finish up our discussion on this?
Just that I agree completely with Michelle, and just wanting the community to, you know, anybody who might be listening, to know that this is a gathering, an event that is for you if you have lost somebody to suicide. But certainly it is for anyone in the community that would like to come out and show that they care and to show their support. And certainly we have had many people come in that capacity over the years, and it is always appreciated. We really believe that suicide prevention is everyone's job. And it starts with exactly what Michelle's talking about, creating the sense of community and connection to anybody who's out there.
Thanks again to both of you for taking the time and for your willingness to come in today and talk with us about this.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin.
Lindsay Wells is Vancouver Island Crisis Society's Education Programs Coordinator. Michelle and David Forget lost their son, Keir Forget, to suicide 5 years ago. Lindsay and Michelle encourage people to attend the Souls Remembering Souls event at the Port Theatre on September the 12th, even if they haven't lost anyone to suicide. For more information, go to Souls, S-O-L-E-S, Remember Souls, S-O-U-L-S, .com. That's soulsremembersouls.com.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Centre Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM, CHLY.ca, community radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily of these organizations.